Thank you for listening to this episode of Courtside Indiana podcast. Please hit the subscribe or add button on your podcast app to get them delivered straight to your phone, tablet, or desktop. As always, we'd appreciate a rating and review, and you can reach us directly on our Courtside Indiana Twitter at CourtsideIND. Welcome to Courtside Indiana Podcast. I'm Jim Reamer. I'm joined by Zach Tyler, Dominic Neely, Patrick Woolley. Guys, we hyped up for 2A. 2A pick'ems.
Hyped yeah. up.
Heck yeah. Let's go.
We need hype train. Hype train music. We just recorded the 1A that was published Thursday. This is going to be published Friday morning, late Thursday night, whatever the case may be. So if you're listening to this, the 1A one is definitely out there. 3A and 4A will be published on Monday, barring a something snafu in our schedule. Kyler should be joining us for that one as well, but we have his picks for 2A, just like we did for 1A. Woo-hoo. Right? We are starting. We are now doing 2A, starting with sectional 33. The Bowman Academy is sectional. The Bowman Academy sectional. I don't think it's clear cut. I'm going to go with Gary 21st Century.
Yep. That's what I got. I got Gary 21st. They've had some nice wins. Gary Westside, they beat the brakes off of Tinley. We were kind of questioning what maybe that score a little bit. They beat Munster in overtime.
Munster. They were up big on Munster too in that game.
Yeah, took Valpo to overtime.
Yeah, yeah, that's
the Munster, yeah, some of those, yeah, the games against big schools are what surprised me.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I think they are relying pretty decently on depth. I mean, on youth.
Youth, sorry. Yeah, right.
Couldn't spit it out. I mean, they're Lemetrius Williams.
Terrence Hayes. Super sleeper.
And Ron Mosley. That's a junior and two sophomores. They play... Their fourth leading scorer is Elijah Muzidik. He's 9.5 and almost 8 rebounds a game. Demetrius Williams is a double double. Another sophomore is Jacoby Donaldson. I mean, they are young, and if anything gets them, you know, let me check Andrean's schedule.
Yeah, they're okay. They don't have much depth. They got a young kid too. They got twin guards that are like 5'9". One's pretty tough.
Monster beat them by 19.
Yeah, Andrean beats Gary West. That's a good
one. Yeah, in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. They play a lot of the same teams. I think Gary has performed better in those games. That may or may not mean much when they actually square off against each other. But yeah,
If they do,
21st Century, Dominic, that's who you got.
Yeah, 21st Century, they got the best draw too.
Patrick, who you got?
21st Century, sophomore Terrence Hayes, one of the top two sophomores in the region. Going with the Cougars.
Zach,
region specialist.
Yep, 21st.
You know it.
That's who Kyler took.
And Liana might be there too. We'll see. They're always sneaking around.
Bowman did beat 21st earlier in the year.
But. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah, Ileana doesn't play too bad of a schedule either. But yeah, I don't see any reason to change there. We said at the end of the 1A pick'em that we would disagree more in the two, you know, in the other ones. So far, not so much.
Here we are.
All right, North Judson sectional. Judson's been really good of late. Kent Cheesman doing an outstanding job up there.
All right, Zach.
Winning 2/3 of his games. Do what?
Said, all right, Zach, LaVille's in this.
Yep, easy. LaVille's here. The mighty, mighty LaVillers. What's their nickname? The Lancers?
Lancers.
Can't respond on this one, right? Because it's conflict of interest.
Yep.
Are you going to get fired? What are we going to do?
Not welcome back if he doesn't make them.
Right.
Kyler took Hebron. I am. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hebron 21-2. Your record is what it is. You are who your record says you are.
They don't play anybody in the region, though. If you
That's
look at their
right.
schedule,
That's my only gripe with them. I wish they would play.
they
They
don't
played
play any of
Portage, man.
those.
That didn't go
They got
well.
smacked. Yeah, they don't play any
But
of the bigger schools up there either.
just to get some of that on your schedule, if it's
But who does?
possible. Yeah.
Who does though? I
I'm
mean,
definitely I'm taking Hebron in the sectional for sure. They got some size too, right?
yeah, do have some size. They're Landon Hill's a really good guard for them. He's really good sized, but.
I'm
Yeah,
going
going
with
Hebron.
Patrick. Zach, who you going with?
I'm gonna go Hebron also, but I'm not. It's gonna be. I think it's gonna be close from what we think or what some people think.
I'm going North Judson. Let's go.
The Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Coach Cheesem. Coach Cheesem. Let's go.
I think LaVille could be North Judson. Well, LaVille's got to get past Career Academy though too.
And they're 4 wins. Yes.
Oh,
All right.
LaVille beat North Judson. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. I don't.
North Judson handed me my most heartbreaking loss of my high school career, so I can't pick them.
Wow, the hatred runs deep.
It runs deep.
Deep.
Fear leads to hate. Hate leads to the dark side. All right, we are the Westview sectional 35. Actually, well, I was think of a different one. I was afraid. Never mind. It is kind of balanced. At least the best two teams are separate from each other, so that's good.
Wait,
No, they're
what?
not,
What happened?
actually. No, they're not. Never
Yeah.
mind. I reading that wrong. I thought it was a 7-team sectional. Never mind. Dominic, who you got? This is your old dad's stomping grounds.
Well, I played there.
Oh,
Your
you
old
played
dad.
there? Why do I? Oh, your dad went to Gymtown. That's
Your
right.
old dad's stomping grounds,
Well,
not your new dad.
what? Yeah, everyone's at the top. The top three teams. But I gotta go with Westview. I think they'd be considered the favorite. They beat Central Noble by 16 earlier in the year. But I think that game's gonna be really good for Friday night. And Fremont, I just was told that Westview just beat Fremont by 10, but apparently, per sources, Fremont didn't hit a three in the whole game, and that's something they live on is a bunch of threes. So if those things start going down in that sectional game, who knows? Fremont might be able to pull off an upset, but I'm going with Westview to win it.
I'm picking Westview. I think Coach Pripple does a nice job. He coached down at Eastern Pekin for a few years. I think he handles these situations pretty well. He took them to some of their better seasons in quite a long while. I know he had some good talent, probably the best talent they've had there in a while as well. But he did a great job coaching him. He's got a good group there at Westview. I'm taking them. Kyler also picked Westview. Zach, who are you taking?
No, it means I got to go Central Noble.
You want Central Noble? You don't got to go Central Noble.
Yep, I do. I'm doing it.
Patrick, who you got?
Central Noble is out of estrogens, so I'm going with Westview.
They're running out of estrogens.
Yeah.
Essence is running out of them.
All right, Lewis Cass. Take a Wabash.
Apaches, is that what they are?
The
Yeah,
Apaches,
Apaches,
yeah.
baby.
Take a
I'm going with
Wabash.
Wabash too.
Think you're taking Wabash?
Best two players.
Yeah.
Put me down.
I know like last year, I guess I need to know more about Lewis Cass's roster. Last year they came in with just an okay record. This year they're sub 500, but last year they were so much bigger than everybody. I mean they got all the way to the semi-state. Did they? Yeah, they got all the way to the semi-state championship game. Before lose, they beat Wapahana before losing to Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Just so much length. I don't know that they have that unusual length again, but it just shows you sometimes what something like how something like that can be a separator. But Kyler took Wabash. Patrick, who you got?
I love the name Apaches. I'm going with Wabash. They beat Makonikwa, they beat Manchester, and they won at Whitco. Three good
So
wins. Going with Wabash.
much for us disagreeing. They've all
Yeah.
been the same picks except for me taking North Judson and Zach taking Central Noble. I don't know that we're going to get any different here, but the Bluffton sectional we think is the best sectional in 2A North.
It is, yeah.
It's got to be. And it's definitely the deepest field. I mean, Adams Central, Whitco, Fort Wayne Lures, Fort Wayne Blackhawk, Manchester. That's five teams with 17 wins or more. I'm going Blackhawk Christian. I got to stick with my guy, Callum Pickett. I just think he is such a difference maker.
One less game.
They got a bye. They are healthy. Everybody's back. All hands are on deck.
Kyle Nettenrape showed up for him. Oh, yeah. Right.
On vacation.
Yeah.
While on vacation in Fort Wayne, which, that's, you know, when I think of vacation, I'm thinking of the sunny beaches of Fort Wayne.
Yeah. Easy.
Hey, now.
Yeah, never mind.
Going to games at Carroll. Hanging out, vacation.
Oh, yeah, with the AD, yeah.
Patrick, what do you got?
Man, Friday night could be real special there up at Bluffton, man. There's four really good teams. I'm going with Fort Wayne Lures in this one.
Oh, Friday
night. Yeah, five good teams.
You're going Lures? Yeah.
I'm going Lures because just for the fact they won at Fort Wayne North and they beat Snyder, and Blackhawk lost to Fort Wayne North and Snyder and also Lures already. So I'm going Lures.
Okay. Dominique. Wait, I'll let Dominique go last. Zach.
Phew. This is really tough one, sir. I mean, Whitco could beat Manchester. I even feel like that first game, I'm not sold on Manchester really. Adam Central's scoring a ton of points.
Isaac Schultz, he's tough.
I know. But I really do just like Blackhawk and Pickett and Muldoon. What I've seen them do to Manchester, that Grace tournament, when they're firing on all cylinders with all hands on deck, they're tough to beat. And I think they're going to get Lures this year again.
Yeah,
going Blackhawk.
Dominique, you're the resident expert of Fort Wayne.
Expert. If I was going to a sectional, this would be the one I'd be going to Friday night. I'd be there for the semifinals. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Blackhawk to win it. I was at the Blackhawk and Lures game back in January, and Blackhawk was without Bryce Sefton and Aiden Muldoon that game. And I thought it was going to get ugly, right out of the gates. But then Pickett and Isaac Smith, a couple other guys stepped up. And actually, I believe Blackhawk even took the lead in the fourth. They were, you know, doing really well without those two. Now those two are back. And Sefton's been back for a few games. And Muldoon just got back last night. And they've got the, you know, they've been doing this, right, for a while. But it's certainly going to be a big time sectional. Wouldn't be shocked if Lures won that thing at all, but I'm going to go Blackhawk to win it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
Oh, yeah, we said five teams, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me, I think it's Blackhawk, Lures, and for some reason, I mean, Adams Central, I think, is, even though I know Manchester beat them, I'm not in love with Manchester's backcourt. I don't know how they handle those pressure situations. And I just think that no matter which way they go, they got to get through Lures. I don't know how that's going to go for them. Even if they get through Whitco, they got to go through Lures to get the right to play Blackhawk.
And so, I think the only gripe with Lures right now is just there's times where there's lulls in the game sometimes where they just kind of not firing in all cylinders, right? Turning it over too much, trying to do too much, not making the easy play sometimes.
Yep. Forcing shots.
I've seen them play a lot, and that happens kind of a lot in certain games where they'll be up a lot, and then all of a sudden here comes the other team and they took the lead. And I don't know. They definitely got a lot of talent. I think next year they might be able to get, if everyone comes back for Lures, and I think next year will be their year. But this year,
I think they would be. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, now watch Adams Central come out and win the sectional.
I mean, it's possible. They've got enough weapons. It's young. I mean, aren't they playing two freshmen as well?
So the game I watched them against Tipton, I don't think they hit any outside shots, but they gave Tipton a real scare. Isaac Schultz, he's a load inside.
All right, Lafayette Central Catholic. I am
no stats for any of these teams. Come on.
I'm taking I'm going with the Peckinpahs. The Fighting Peckinpahs, Clinton Prairie finally get over the hump. Talk about getting over the hump. They've been really good with Chad as their head coach. I mean, last year was kind of a down year at 16-10. I mean, as far as what they've been with him coaching, the year before they were 20-5. This year they are 18-2.
And no stats in Max Preps.
I mean, Chad's done a great job there. I'm picking them to win the sectional. Even though Central Catholic just always looms large.
Always. Coach Barrett, you are a machine down there.
Tyler picked Clinton Prairie. Zach, who you going with? Well, this is a different Coach Barrett now.
Yeah, I know. It's not the same Coach Barrett, but still the same Central Catholic. That's where I'm going, Central Catholic.
All right. Patrick?
I'm going with Clinton Prairie. Jake McGraw is going to lead them 18-2. Their last sectional title was in 1982.
That was
when I was born.
I'm trying to think if they were at the same sectional as Carmel or same regional as Carmel that year or not. I can't remember.
They beat Plainfield and lost to Western Boone.
There you go. So no.
Here's your history lesson.
Western Boone was really good that year.
Dominique.
I'm going to go LCC in this one. I like their schedule that they play with Burbuff.
Hard to argue that part.
Jeff, Garen Catholic, and Ron Colley, Tipton. Yeah, I like their schedule. 13-8. Like I said, they have a lot of success in the tournament. 1A, 2A, going with LCC.
Speaking of Tipton sectional, going on a limb, Tipton Blue Tipton. Devils. That's who Tipton. Kyler's got. Zach, who you taking?
Tipton.
Dominique?
Yep, Tipton.
Patrick?
A couple easy ones here in a row.
Fighting Derek Elston's. I'm going with Tipton.
Tipton.
Mike Crawford was there, right? He was big-time scorer.
Mikey, yep. Then they had the Dickey boys as Crawford was coming up. The Dickey boys. Well, Dickey coach, Greg Dickey, Brad Dickey. But
was one of them a lefty?
Yeah, that was Greg. Brad's the coach. Brad was dad. But
okay.
Greg was.
I'd like to see Coach Hawkins, you know, make it back to a state title game. He was there in, I believe, 2003 with DeKalb.
Yeah.
If he's going to do it, he's an old Madison coach. If he's going to do it, this is the team to do it with.
Get some bangers up at DeKalb. He was coaching Luke Recker and Jeremy Pfister, and then he came through with Alex Cook. And then Lydell.
Yeah. Sure
went to did. State, right?
He did with Cook and Lydell.
Got beat by Odin in them?
Yeah.
No, Pike.
Oh, Pike. Was it Pike? Pike. Oh, three, yeah.
Okay. I was at that game. Okay.
All right, Alexandria.
Wapani.
Oh, real quick on the Tipton sectional. Taylor, probably a year away from making a lot of noise. They're having a good year. Again, a team that's very, very young.
They lost their best player, right?
Barris,
yeah. And still go 14-8. So,
right.
Is Juan L still coaching there?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Bobby, yep. All right, Alec, the Alec sectional. That's what the locals call it. Again, if you live along State Road 28, good chance you're related to me. Alexandria would be part of that mix. This is the sectional Wapahani. They play LaPel right out of the gate. This was the one of the couple of matchups that we thought, oh, seeding would have helped this. But I hate seeding. I don't know if you guys hate seeding, but I got Wapahani in this, even though I know LaPel's playing much better basketball. I don't think they're going to beat LaPel by 35 again. But I still got Wapahani winning this thing.
Doubled them up.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I'll take Wapahani.
All right.
Yeah, I'll go Wapahani. The winners of this sectional play the Tipton sectional, so that would be a nice little
Ooh.
regional, potentially.
Getting ahead of ourselves there, but I like it.
Yeah. Who you got, Patrick?
Clean sweep, Wapahani,
Wapahani,
best
yeah.
player, best record. Yep.
We're doing a lot of agreeing here. All right, we
Just
were
like
working our way to 2A South. Was that Zach?
we thought we would.
Yeah. All right, a little tougher, but Hagerstown sectional. I've got Northeastern. I don't know who kind of gets in their way here. And plus, I think they play.
Play a tough schedule.
Yeah, they play a tougher schedule than what those other teams do. But Dominique, who you got?
Yep, I'm rolling with Northeastern. I don't see any of these other teams being able to get them. You know, sometimes you see some of these teams that are 11 and 10, 12 and 9, and their schedule they play is just really good, like LCC, but I don't see Knightstown, Shenandoah, or anything like that, or Union County playing any type of schedules like that. So going Northeastern.
Zach.
Yep, Northeastern it up. Five team sectional. How many of those?
No, there's
Yeah.
not. But that changes after this year, thanks to, well, at least at the 4A level.
Yeah.
Thanks to people who
Oh,
find
yeah.
more reasons to complain about fairness. Patrick, who you got?
I'm going with the school that's a direction, so I'm going Northeastern as well.
There you go.
Safe bet always.
The only school with a direction. Yep, that's the only school with a direction. All right, Triton Central Sectional.
Hey, another five team one. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, you don't see that very often, except for the very next one.
Yeah.
Especially one where we
Except for the
probably
very
agree again.
next two. Three sectionals in a row are five team sectionals, right when Zach
Jeez.
said, you don't see that a whole lot.
Mark, James it up. Cowboy boots. Let's go.
Yep, Triton, all right.
put on the boots.
Triton Central. They've had some they had a real nice win here somewhere, I remember. Who was it?
I got it. I got you.
Who'd they beat?
Oh man, they
Oh,
beat
it was
Lutheran.
Lutheran.
They beat Lutheran. Mean, that's
Beat
their best.
Greensburg.
Greensburg's probably their, and Lutheran are probably their best wins. I think you'll see
Yeah.
their. They play Zach's winner of the Edinburgh sectional, Monrovia.
There we go.
They beat them, but then lost to
Nice.
Beech Grove.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I
Five
think
and
you'll.
seventeen.
I'm hoping you'll see them maybe toughen their schedule up a little bit, but Mark James, he's just such an excellent coach and love watching his teams play. Kyler took Triton Central. I'm taking Triton Central. Patrick, who you got?
Mark James at the 2A level in March. Yeah, sign me up. Triton Central.
Zach.
Yep.
Every team prep gets
This is
no love.
compelling. This is compelling. This is it. Yep.
Wasn't
Well, you don't see.
Cecina in the what the semi-state regional?
Yeah, semi-state last year. Well, not only did they
Lost a lot.
graduate
They
guys, but they
lost a
lost
few guys.
Caleb Milan transferred to Ben Davis.
Right.
Yeah.
They ran the craziest offensive set I've seen in a long time last year in one of the games I watched. I won't go into it again, but it was, man.
Please refresh our memory. We're so much agreeing here. We don't.
Yeah, good one. That's
Yeah.
a good story.
Yeah, we need a good story. Go
Well,
for
they
it.
stacked two dudes on the free throw each side of the lane on the elbow, and they just literally the dude at the top dribbled to the left, guy popped out. Went the other way. They did about like six times in a row, back and
Oh, that's
forth.
a their delay game. Okay.
Well, and then on like the sixth or seventh time, some dude hit the back screen. They dribbled left, back screen. One of the guys slipped right to the rim, wide open. But this is like the first possession of the game.
Yeah.
So I was really, really confused on what was going on. And they slipped right to the rim, a little back screen action, wide
Set the
open
tone.
layup.
Set the
Let's
tone.
go. I was really confused. I'm like, yeah, at the end of a quarter, okay, I know the little high post, a little delay game, but man, there's like the first possession of the game really had me confused, but they got a bucket.
They were just trying to let Brownstown. Was it Brownstown or against Linton? Was which
No,
one was
it
it?
wasn't. It was like I was just. It might have been a sectional game, maybe,
Oh,
or
okay.
even a regular season. I don't know. It wasn't in the semi-state.
Well, for good measure, this is the third sectional in a row that has five teams. So,
very
Zach,
rare.
We're going to let you pick the winner of the Sheridan sectional first. Another
Oh.
five-teamer for you.
Very rare five-sectional. Oh, looking at these records. A little iffy here, too, huh? What university have anything to speak of? Not really, right? Anymore?
I What's his
mean,
name's got it there, right?
Laughing, yeah. Well, they're in good hands. I mean, they graduate a lot of guys. They
who
lost
is the
Sabian
kid in?
Kane.
Yeah, Kane. That's who I
Kane,
was thinking of.
Sabian,
He's obviously not there,
he's got bigger and better things to do, and yeah.
But
He
is
transferred.
Sheridan is
He
Sheridan
transferred
around here?
six states. Transferred six states away. To be
Yeah.
close to Arizona State, only to commit to San Luis Obispo or whatever, whichever California school he committed to.
Is Sheridan near you, Jim, or no? Or
yeah, it's
north.
Real close. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's right just north of Westfield.
And university's right there. So yeah,
Final
Park
address,
Tudor.
Yeah.
Probably easier to get to Sheridan High School from Grand Park than it is Westfield High School.
Okay.
Just with traffic and. Well, I'll make this easy. I'm taking Park Tudor, so I don't know what.
Yeah,
Park Tudor.
Sorry. Yeah, I
do
don't know what.
Research.
Sheridan's
Yeah,
got some good. Sheridan's got good pieces.
Yeah.
I don't know that they'll be able to handle the Park Tudor's pressure. They've got to be able to handle university's quickness. To me, the way Park Tudors play, the teams they've competed against, and really beaten as well. I mean,
they beat Lawrence Central.
Beat
They
Lawrence
beat Park
Central.
Heritage.
They pounded Evansville Wrights. Wrights is playing well of late. They beat Park Heritage by 19. Even
Only
though
lost to
Greenwood
North
Christians,
Central by three.
Yeah, they took North Central to the buzz. I mean, down to the buzzer. Watch that game. No, I didn't. It was a Lake Central game I watched. They played Lake Central tough. They handled Chatard, although Chatard's not having a great year. I mean, they're just taking care of business, and I think they're going to win this sectional.
I had Park Tudor five at number five in 2A preseason, so
Yeah.
I'm liking how the season went for him.
So you're sticking with him?
Sticking with him.
Zach?
Yep, Park Tudor. After
Patrick?
our research.
Yeah, yet another sectional where we're all going the same.
I
same
know,
direction.
I know.
Hudson Horvath, KJ Mark, a couple underclassmen. I talked about the good wins they've had. I'm going with Park Tudor.
Come on, Washington, is that how you pronounce?
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. He's tough as well.
Greencastle, a little tougher. North Putt, Greencastle having a good year as Park Heritage, defending champs, got the semi state last year.
We don't put Jim down for them.
Faith in Shelsky. Yeah, my faith in Trey and his father who could coach him up a little bit. Patrick, who you got?
Yep, Park Heritage, 18-5 this year. Shelsky's averaging 15 a game. They've got the experience. Feel like they've got a pretty solid draw as well. So I'm going with Park Heritage.
Me as well. Zach?
Yeah, let's do Park Heritage.
Who's the other? Don't they have another kid? Or
they do. They
is bigger kid?
No, he's not bigger. They got a freshman, Crum, leading him in rebounding. I don't know. They've got Harper Wren.
I think that's who I'm thinking of.
He's
not.
He's,
he's not. He's not like 6'4". I mean, for them, they
no.
got. They don't have much size.
No, he's about 6'2".
Oh, he is okay.
And then Luce, who hit 107 threes in the semi-state loss. He's there. I mean, he's about 6'1".
Okay, maybe. I don't know who I was thinking. I've seen them play a little bit last year. I seen them play actually this summer at D1 camp, And I was like, man, they really don't have any size.
No, but
But
they're
yeah.
strong. They
Yeah, they
know where their
are.
weight room is. I mean,
Yes.
that's why I mean, I went out and watched them play over Christmas break, and they definitely know where their weight room is. And there's a lot of 4A teams that you can't say that about.
Yeah, I'm going with Shelsky. I like his game. I think they're definitely going to win that again.
Let's see. South Ripley sectional. Let's go,
Patrick.
Patrick. Come on, Patrick.
It gets tough here. I've seen these teams. You know, South Ripley, that's my home. I bleed green and white, but Cole Henry got his 1,000th point last night. Congratulations to him. That being said, I'm going with the Hauser Jets. Switzerland County's got a shot. They got a nice draw. North Decatur, 12-10, solid record. But Hauser's a young team. They've been coming on lately. They've got some good wins for them. And I feel like if they can get through Friday night at South Ripley, then that's their sectional.
South Ripley's beat everybody in here, seems like.
Yeah, but they beat Hauser earlier this year.
Think they beat them all.
Dang,
Yeah,
tough to do that again,
five and
right?
oh. They're 5-0 against sectional teams.
Tough to do that again.
Zach, who you taking?
Another five teamer, the rare five teamer.
Look at
I'm going Switzerland County.
that.
Okay.
Dominique.
Going with I'm going South Ripley. Cole Henry, best player in the sectional. Is that a question?
He's
Cam
no,
Craig, maybe.
Cam Craig.
Both of them.
Okay.
Tyler's guy.
But yeah, the fact of them, you know, they've beaten all these teams already, and I know that doesn't always mean everything, but I think they got the best player, Cole Henry, and I'm going with them, South Ripley.
That's who Kyler took. That's who I'm taking. The Fighting Sevy Beaches. The Fighting Son of a Beaches. His dad's on the bench too, so that doesn't hurt. His dad's won a few games. I think the 5-0 record does matter. I agree though, beating anybody twice in 1 year is difficult, especially when you're talking about teams that know each other extremely well. They are, isn't that part of their conference too, Patrick?
South
So
Ripley's in the ORVC.
that's Switzerland County.
Southwestern, Mile High,
Milan. So
Shaw.
yeah, so a couple yeah, there's a couple of other t yeah, that's right. So you know, I don't look, I think he'll be able to use Cole in ways he'll be hard to guard. The rest of it's just defensive toughness and getting a couple of other kids to buy into that end of the floor. And you know, just understand sometimes you get your best player the ball and in ways where he can be successful, and you know, you play on and shut up. So
Look, Hauser lost to Southwestern by 7.
yeah.
South Ripley lost to Southwestern by 30, almost 30.
Yeah.
And little known fact, Hauser's coach, his grandfather was the basketball coach at South Ripley or Versailles
Yeah.
way back in the day. Basketball family. He's a good coach. Young guy, Trent Moorhead.
All right. Southwestern. Speaking of Southwestern, here is the toughest schedule in the 2A South. It's shoot. Even if it's a couple of those teams aren't have winning records like they did last year, it's still the toughest. For my money, it's probably the top two of the top three teams in 2A.
You in there
Providence.
Saturday, Patrick?
That all depends on what happens Tuesday and Friday.
Yep. Patrick, why don't you lead us off?
Well, yeah, there's some good records in here and some good teams, but there's only one Brownstown and there's only one Jack Benner. So I'm going with Brownstown against Providence on Saturday night. Should be another classic. I mean, you never want to bet against a Coach Miller team in Providence, but this may be Brownstown's best team in school history, and I just don't think they're going out like that in the sectional this year. So, going with the Braves.
Zach.
Yeah, I think I'm going Brownstown also. Does Southwestern have a shot at all against Brownstown, Patrick? No.
No.
That 20-3 record's kind of deceiving.
Yeah, sorry to Lewis and sorry to Kidwell and all the guys over at Southwestern, but Brownstown's just on another level this year. And
Yeah.
I know it only takes one game. They're playing at Southwestern. Gonna be tough.
Dominique.
Yeah, Brownstown. That game's gonna be really good Saturday if both of them. I'm assuming both of them are gonna get there. Providence and Brownstown's gonna be packed. It's gonna be intense. Usually it's kind of lower scoring, right, Patrick, in those games a little bit.
Yeah, Providence likes to keep things pretty low
Right.
scoring. So
All
I
right.
would say, I mean, last year it was, I think it was in the 40s. If a team
Right.
gets to 50, I'd say they probably should feel pretty good.
And that's the thing, like when the game's that close and the possessions matter that much, this way or that way, something, Providence could get that, somehow. But I'm definitely not going to bet against Brownstown. I'm going with them.
Yeah, and Providence will say like the first game of the that was the first game of the year we played Brownstown. We had some football kids out. You know, we're a different team. Yeah, I get all that, but it looked like Brownstown was just another class above Providence, even in that game.
Well, I think they're bigger.
I mean, you put them in 4A. I'm not so sure they don't get out of Seymour or make a semi-state run. That's how good they are.
No, I agree. No, I've got them winning the sectional. Kyler does too as well. I have though. I think if Providence should somehow get out of here, I think Providence would have a leg up on winning the state championship again. Their defense is that good. I think they do things to take what the other team does well away from them. But Brownstown's got a lot of weapons. And, I think that's they can score in spurts. They've got size at pretty much every position, except their point guard, who's not small. I mean, he's short, but he's strong. And I think they've got a lot of questions answered, like you said, regardless of what class they're in. I think they would be competitive with this group. So, Paoli sectional, Sullivan Paoli right out of the gate. Then the
Three
winner
good
plays
ones.
Linton Stockton right out of the
Yeah, this
gate.
is top heavy here, isn't it?
This would have been a sectional. If you're one of those seeding wonks, this would be one to point at. The three out of 64 sectionals that we're drawn this way. I'm taking Sullivan. Coach Moore does a good job. I love me some Cooper Bach. I think they've got decent guard play. I'm going that direction. Kyler took Sullivan as well. Think I'm contractually obligated to pick the same thing Kyler takes, and we'll get through here. And no, we got a couple of different, but not a whole lot. We'll let Patrick go last. I know one of his basketball crushes is on this team, is in this sectional, so we'll let him give him the floor later. Dominique, who you got?
Going Sullivan. They got a nice win over Linton earlier in the year by 13. Looks like coach has been there for a minute. Jeff Moore.
So I was
34
looking at like
years.
34 years. That's nuts.
528 wins.
Good for him.
Two
He's
hundred and
almost been
eighty-four
there as long as
losses.
Carmel girls have won state championships in swimming. So
There you go.
Easy.
It's a
Green
swimming school.
Carmeland. The Golden Arrows, I'm going with them. Sullivan.
Zach.
Man, I love me some Fletcher Cole, though. I'm going Paoli. Give me some
Okay.
Paoli.
Patrick's going to talk about Fletcher Cole here right now. Go, Patrick.
I'm taking Linton to win this sectional.
Oh.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I am. They've won nine straight. They're 17-4. They've got a winning culture. They just get it done. And I think Sullivan Paoli, one of, you know, they knock one of each other out. Linton's waiting for him on Friday. I'm going with the Miners.
No Blue
Last.
Jackets in this one? Oh, come on, guys.
No Mitchell. Nobody's taking Mitchell. Kyle, I'm surprised Kyler didn't take Mitchell. Man.
South Knox always been in this one.
I don't know.
For some reason, I thought they were.
I have to go back
Oh,
and look.
they always play in that one tournament, don't they, Patrick? That is it the North Davies tournament, or
yeah,
they're always in there. Okay, I was thinking they were in that Bar Reeves sectional, but apparently, I'm just thinking of that North Davies tournament.
Yeah.
Last but not least, among 2A sectionals, Forest Park. Patrick, who you got? Any insight there?
No, not really, but I'm going North Posey with 16-5. They don't have a bad loss either. Jackson Graff, Austin Schmidt. It might be considered a minor upset if they get past Forest Park at home, but I believe they've already played this year. And they won at Forest Park. So I'm going Vikings.
North Posey 5-0 against the field.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kyler took Forest Park. I'm going North Posey because of that 5-0 mark. Dominique, who you got?
Yes, I'm going to go with North Posey as well.
Tell City? Oh.
The Marksman? Tell City, the best halftime show around.
Best
the little,
popcorn, though?
Do they do – hold on, let me check there. Do they still have their tournament down there?
Where's
they do.
Their popcorn ranking on yours?
I don't know. It's been a while. But they have a – I know I've mentioned this before, but they have a tournament every year on winter. I think it's like a – I don't think it's a conference tournament. But it's a cool tournament. And then the year I was there at halftime of every game, they have a scavenger hunt between the two fan bases.
Ooh,
Some of them pop an item, like a tube of lipstick, and then whoever gets in the tube of lipstick first.
So it's like a bridal shower. Cool.
Yes. It's like a bridal shower. Yes. Yeah. All right, Zach, you're last. Let's go. Who you taking?
Holy smokes. You look at North Posey, you see Rusty Seymour. Coach Seymour's done a great job there. Coming from New Harmony, of course. Everybody knows that.
Look
I'm
at you
going.
Clicking on links.
Night.
My extensive research that I did over this one is
it's like north of State Road 24 and Posey County. And Kokomo.
Check, check, check. North Posey. Let's go.
All right, North Posey. Well, we've gone through two classes so far. So 2A, this will be published on Friday. So if you're listening to this, the 1A one is definitely already out. Otherwise, you have to wait till Monday to get the 3A and 4A. Gentlemen, I think we're coming back together Sunday night to record 3A and 4A. That's if we need to talk about that, we can. But it seems like a good night now that there's no Sunday night football. But anyway, anything? Anybody got anything else before we go?
Friday night, Brownstown at Orleans. I'm going to be there. Should be a good one.
Oh, yeah, that will be a good game. Cool. All right, gentlemen. We will we'll see everybody for the other pick'ems. Check out the 1A, 3A, and 4A pick'ems as well. Guys, appreciate it. We'll talk again later this week.